My negative consequences help to maintain an effective learning environment because students know when I say I'm going to call home, I am going to call home. And it often shows them that when I say something, I mean it, and I will follow through. I think that's a slippery slope a new teacher could fall down. If you say, I'm going to contact home, but you don't, I like to say, you're choosing to do this behavior, and this is what happens when you do this. And being firm with that and following through. And I think when you follow through, you see those behaviors change because they know, oh, she's going to call home. And now with all the technology available to teachers and after a pandemic where everything was done via email or even text message, it opened those lines of communication more than it has ever before, at least from my experience. For me to say, I'm going to text mom, they know it takes me 2 seconds to pull up mom's cell phone number and text mom. I've done it in the middle of class, and then the students get a text from their mom and the whole class is like, oh, she really did it. Yes, I did. I said I was going to do it and I did it. And I think when you say you're going to do something and you do it, the behavior changes. And then when the kid comes back another day and has a really good day, I text mom again and say, today we had a great day. And this was what Johnny did. And it was awesome. Making sure that the parents are getting both, because not any person, not any kid is all bad all the time or all good all the time. That second text, I think, is more important than the negative one, because they might be used to getting those negative text messages or negative emails all the time. But that one positive one might be the only one they've gotten in 3 years. And that's the one that makes the bigger difference.